על מדחי יוסף פנופסקי.
שוס חושב מארגן תאירווי מנחם דוד כל הכל הקדוש הזה יסטם גאית השטאקה של הלוכה למייסה שם פול מוגן זיין השטאקה לומדשה שיפר בפרומנטרוי שליטה. To make a bit of a change, Chared Nam Bissl Divrei Agodahint. We know that there's machlekes in the Gemara about mitzvah sukkah. Ki bas sukkah l'man yedu da yaseichen, ki bas sukkah se shavti. One man dom in the Gemara says, sukkah is sukkah's mamish. Another man dom says, zeichel anani akovit. Negei lemaisa, Yishchonor steht, Zim tofish chavei, but be'etzem laila rishena can the second night as well, the b'shas yit the kezayis in sukkah, you should be mechav nishem mitzvah, that I'm eating in the sukkah, hagam normally, even if we all tzichas kavona, you just have to be mechav, I'm doing a mitzvah, don't have to be mechav tamei a mitzvah. Though, over here, one has to be mechav tamei a mitzvah, it's chidush in Bach. Why? Because the Torah says, L'man yedu do yaseichem. So the Shuchnoch Paskins, L'man doma, Sukkah sanani akovit. And that's how Rashi also in Chumash. Keba Sukkah say, Shafti, Rashi says, Anani akovit. Mephoshim lem pshat. Why does Rashi feel that Anani akovit is more pshat than Sukkah's mamish? Rashi Bam learns, Pshutikim ashmoy, Sukkah's mamish. Rashi learns Anani akovit. But Sukkah's hay Shafti, I put you, Hashavt is what the Rabbi Shem did to us, is Rashid Galten, I bazei the Zeichel Anani Akovit. What limud is the Lamaisa for us? What practical nafkamina is there for us, Bizman Azeh, in the Yisod, that Sukkos is Anani Akovit? Is Ramchal in Derech Hashem, Ramchal says a Chiddush. Amchal in Derech Hashem says, read out a few lines of Derech Hashem. Doesn't want to look it up. It's in Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet Perich Ches Ois Beis. Says the Ramchal, Anani HaKovid, the Rebbeinu was Makiv Klal Yisrael, seven Anani HaKovid, four sides, top and the bottom, one went in the front. So he says, Milvad Teyelusam HaGashmi, besides for the fact that it was a Gvaltika Teles Gashmi, that Klal Yisrael was protected, the going through stones, it bounced off. The onan in the front smoothed out all the hills, killed out the Nechoshim. So it was a Gvaltika Teeles Gashmi in the Anani HaKovid. So he says, besides the Teeles Gashmi that there wasn't Anani HaKovid, so he says another Nekuda. Al Yidei Ho'anonim, Ho'yinim Tzoyim Yisom Uvdolim Levadom Mesum Na'oetz. They were like isolated, they were like locked off. Like an oxygen tent, it was surrounded with the mechitzas of kedusha. Nimshach leim metzis ha'ora, that they became nivdolim in ha'amim, u'menusoyim u'menutolim in ha'olam hazeh atzmai, as if they lived in a different world. They lived in a world of Anani HaKovid, a world of kedusha. So the Anani HaKovid wasn't just a teyeles gashmi, that the fact that they were protected from the Ovim, they were protected from the Choshim and Srofim that they were in the Midbar. It was a Ruchniyistik, a Shmir of Klal Yisrael, that they lived in the world of their own. So he says, V'dova zeh nasa b'shaita l'Yisrael, that they should get to this Madrega. The day of the Mekabli HaTayra, the 40 years in Midbar, the Rabbanjim wanted to train Klal Yisrael, that they should be, that's the Shailish of Klal Yisrael, that there should be zeicha, being in Midbar, the matzav in Midbar was a training for Klal Yisrael to get to Maila El Yoyna, so to help them have this Maila El Yoyna, they were surrounded with mechitz of Kedusha. Says Mamshich, that this had a titzol adeira deiris, that this oya Kedusha which surrounded Klal Yisrael was makiv Klal Yisrael, and was mavdalim shabnei odom, they lived in a world of their own, Und mit Schadisch da, wo Seppi, ist so ein Bechag, als Zucker, als der Zucker. If Zucker sich an einer Covid, ist es halt schon schon einmal, das ganze Loch ist über den Dienem auf der Zucker, ist halt schon einmal alle Zucker. Und dem Chitzes, das Schach, ist der Dienem von Gdusche. What, how I spend my time in the sukkah, what I do in the sukkah, how I behave in the sukkah. She says that every in the sukkah we're given an opportunity to live in the mechitzas of kedusha. And we schadish dov as every yisol al dea sukkah, we're mukiv mechitzas of kedusha. In Torah state that the Gimel Sholosh Golim are connected the Gimel Ovis. Pesach is connected Avrom, Avrom mit Matzes, Yitzchok, Shmuz connected Yitzchok, and Yaakov is connected Sukkah. Yaakov is, the answer of Sukkah is connected Yaakov. The two use the Loshon of Mekne, also Sukkah is, there's verschiedene Pshotim in them. But I saw an interesting Pshat, al derech was meredin jetzt. Yaakov was mechanech klal yisol in Yaakov was the Av that was mechanech klal yisol how to survive in Golis. Yaakov went through 14 years in Beis Lavan. Yaakov brought klal yisol down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov was the Av in the Mais of a similar bonim how klal yisol can survive in Golis. That was the avoid of Yaakov Avinu. We know then passed by it, Balikriya definitely know that, knows that Shnaimikavecha Tan go through from one pass to the next, know that Vayetze, there's no Pesel Samus in the whole of Vayetze. So Balatum says, Pasha Zustuma. So Rav Hish says of Och, that Yaakov's Madrega from the beginning to the end was all one darga. Yaakov, the beginning of Vayetze, left Eretz Yisrael, the end of Vayetze, he was on his way back. At the end of Vayetze, the Torah tells us Yaakov came back to Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov, he geblieben the silver madrega from the beginning to the end. Yaakov was the one, was the Av, that was mechanech klal yisol to be able to survive in Golis. Yaakov, before he went down to Mitzrayim, as Yehuda Sholach Lefon of Geishna, he sent Yehuda down in advance, as an advance party. So Rashi says, why? So Rashi says, Lehoitz Fon of Geishna, the second of base Talmud, of external yeshiva. There was no problem of buildings in those days. Yosef HaTzadik, Moshama had a palace, where he didn't have any problems. The house, a mokum. Yaakov set up a yeshiva. Yaakov wanted that when Klal Yisrael come to Mitzrayim, should there be a yeshiva there? Mokum Teda. Who was learning that yeshiva, that wissen? Yosef's children, perhaps. Balkaponim, Lahiz von of Geishna. So, Taira Vot from Lavush Mordcha. Lavush Mordcha in Akdoma says, why was it necessary for Yaakov Avinu to send down Yehuda in advance to set up a yeshiva there? So he says like this. There's a din in Alamdusha din. The halach in Botar Rechaima. Botar Rechaima has got special kedusha. A town which is surrounded with a wall has got special kedusha. The din of Botar Rechaima. So is Mishalach's Botar Rechaima. There's certain halachas which are again Botar Rechaima. The halach in Botar Rechaima is only if it's hukavul b'sev yashav. You first made the wall and then you settled in the town. But if you first settle in the town and then afterwards you build the wall, it hasn't got dinner muk of chayma. So for Shmotcha's Masbi, what's the lomdus behind it? What's the avona behind it? If you live in the town and afterwards you build the wall, it means that b'dievet I can manage without it. As extra security, I put the wall around it. If it's hukar of say Yoshev, it means I can't step foot into the town before there's a wall there. It's such a dangerous place. I need the wall, and without the wall, I can't survive there. So the hukavul of Sev Yoshav means that shows me the chashivas of the mokim, shows the chashivas of the mechitza, that without a mechitza I can't be there at all. So there's a halach in Bota Echaim, it's only got a din of Bota Echaim, it's like Mosaf Erechin, if it's hukavul of Sev Yoshav. Zot Teira is a wall. This morning in Neishanus, assume that everyone that's here has already davened. That Oymani Chayma. Oymani Chayma. The Rabbanim is a Chayma from Klal Yisrael. Toyer is called a Chayma. The Gemara on Farim Vabasa. Toyer is a Chayma. If we want Toyer to be a Chayma, then it's got to be a Pechin of a Hukav Sev Yoshav. That the Chayma has to be there before you settle into the town. Memeila Yehuda Shalach Lafon of Geishna. Yaakov sent Yehuda in advance because he wanted it that it should be a get of Hukav Sev Yoshav. I can't go into Mitzrayim if there's no Mechitz of Kedusha there. Yaakov knew that the survival of Klal Yisrael and Golus is Teil of Teira. And Teira is Abchina from Chayma. Teira isolates us and insulates us from the Gantar Rumor, from our surroundings. Yaakov was the Av, but Yaakov realized that the Seidat Tzloch of Klal Yisrael and Golus is when we keep ourselves separate. So was this a brother of the post of a Yishkin Yisrael betach bodot in Yaakov. That was Yaakov's machshava, better bothered. If we're bothered, it's good. So what from the Netziv? The Gemara Sof Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if Klal Yisrael would have been Zeichad, it would have been Zeichad of Ishkin Yisrael, but better bothered than Yaakov. Klal Yisrael are not Zeichad, Eicha Yoshva bothered. So it says, what's up, Shah? If we realize to keep ourselves separate than the Umos Olam, then we can live at peace with them. If we don't, and we cross the line, and cross the red line, and we want to try and become close to them, then forget, they throw us out. So if Klal Yisrael is Zeicha, then my Yishkin Yisrael better put than Yaakov. We're not Zeicha, Zeicha Yashavol, we'll be in isolation. We're in isolation where they'll throw us out. So Yaakov, at Mechanog Ben Klal Yisrael, you want to be separate, you want to survive in Golas, Stav sein bodot. Wie macht man das? How does that come about? That comes out through the mechitza of Kedusha through Teira, Oymar Nechema from Teira. The Ramban Nazinu on the Pesuk Hashem bodot yamchenu. Ramban quotes a Sifri. Hashem bodot yamchenu. We'll be zeicha to bodod. Shem bodod yanchenu. So Ramban quotes a Sifri. Omen lima kodesh baruch hu. Kederech sheyashavtem yichidim ba'olam hazeh. You kept yourself separate in this world. V'lo yinenesim n'umas kolom. You weren't nene from the umas olam. Kach ani osed lo yishivchem yichidim l'osed lovay. As you'll be separate, then you'll be set aside, l'osad lovay, v'in ech menumus nenum kem klum. You'll be zeichat oylem abo. As the Pesuk says in Parash Bolok, hen om levodot yishken v'agim li yischashov. So the Targum says, v'agim li yischashov, when the Rabbi Shem and Teis tem levelt, l'osad lovay, v'agim li yischashov, we won't reckon the umus oylem klai yisol zayim bodot. But there's a t'nai. How can we be zeichat to this p'chinna of Hanon Levodot Yishkin as Losed Lovay will be Yishkin, and we'll be Zeichat Eilim Abo, we'll be Zeichat the special Anog of the Rabbi Nishanim, if in Golus we've kept ourselves separate. So stay down to free. Kederech sheyishavtem yichidim oylem azev lo yinenes manumus klum, kach ani osa lo yishivchem yichidim Losed Lovay. That's a Tagm Yonason on that posuk. Hem on levodot yishkein, v'agoyim le yischashav. Hem on levodot yishkein. He says that Klal Yisrael starts off the same as the Targum. Hem on levodot yishkein. That Klal Yisrael lost lovay will be zeichet olim abod, especially skavus to the Rabbein Shleilam. He says metul because. We didn't follow the lifestyle of the goyim. That's how tight the bottom of our goyim is. We didn't reckon with Olam Asylum. We didn't follow their lifestyle. We kept ourselves separate. When we keep ourselves separate in Golas, that is the schuskim of Klal Yisrael in Golas. That's the schuskim of Klal Yisrael in Golas. And does it Yaakov Mechanech when Klal Yisrael, Yaakov the Pechish of Ovis, when he set up Klal Yisrael, Yaakov with his Anhogim based Lovon. Yaakov, when he went down to Mitzrayim, it weggestellt a yeshiva before he started, should be hooked up with Sev Yoshav. So Yaakov going there, was a mechaner going klal Yisrael, how to survive in Golus. Hen om levodot yishkenu agem le yischashov. Vayishken Yisrael better bodo than Yaakov. The Ramchal, coming back to Ramchal, Ramchal says that the Yisod of the Anan HaKovid wasn't just to protect Klal Yisrael, but even Gashmi, that was to protect them by even Ruchni. That we live in a world of our own. And Sukkah, the Schus of the Mitzvah of Sukkah, this Ha'ora, as Ramchal's Loshan is, when we enter into the mechitz of kedusha of the sukkah, we again yoinik from this kedusha, the horus hazman, the schatzus of the zman, that we can be zeicha the special shmir of the rabbin shleilam. 7 days in sukkah is be'etzem a limud for us, a reminder for the whole year. We're supposed to take the shivas yom in bashana. So Mefarshim Taich, 7 days in the year, was it Shivas Yom Bashana, that this Shivas Yomim should help us how to for the whole year round. We set ourselves as we lift ourselves up. There's a posit we say at the end of Ishanas. We ask the Rabbi to Mashiach Samecha, protect Klal Yisrael, save Klal Yisrael. Uvoich is nach Losecha Etz Yisrael. Ureim, look after Klal Yisrael, v'nasim, elevate them, carry them, lift them up. Out to Olam. So this idea of Sukkah, which Anan Yaakov had helped that when we saw him, when we told him as the Loshon of Ramchal, Ureim v'nasim out to Olam. But that's a limit for us, how our lives should be to try and protect ourselves from outside influences, and that's only through the Chaim of Torah, and we're zeichel to that through the Anan HaKovet. Throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we bring korbanos to the Umos Olam as well. So we don't forget about them completely. L'maisa, that Shivim Purim, connected Umos Olam. It's a medrash at the beginning of Bamidbar. If the Goyim would have only realized how much they had out of Beis HaMikdash, then Bishas, Goyim wanted to destroy, they'd have sent Shomrim to protect, not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The whole unique of Kedusha, the whole Ashpah that they had, was from the Shivim Purim. It was Shivim Purim at the end of the day. So the Maisa, during Sukkahs, we do take the Goyim into account to realize we sit in the Sukkah. We bring korbanos for that tzlach of the Umos Olam. As the Yom Tov goes on, we come to Shmini Atzeres, where Shmini Atzeres we only bring a pa'echot. The pa'echot shtik nimon sukkah nun hei, that is for Klal Yisrael's Uma Achas, mei Shim Mumas. Le Oma Dishitim Yisrada Yis Velecho shtik zeh HaKodesh Tishpain Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, the day which is Miyuchat Rebbein Shem Klal Yisrael, Nei Ve'atem, Ismach Biyachat. So in other words, like this, it's Geba Droga. We start off in the beginning of Sukkot, living in a Goyish world, living in a world where there's almost Olam around, and we bring Kabbalahs for them. But towards the end of Yom Tov, the peak of the Yom Tov, the climax of the Yom Tov is Shmini Atzeres, where Shmini Atzeres, where Posh Aniva Atem, we Aniva Atem Nismach Biyachad, we join up with the Rabbi Yishleilam, we Mesamech with the Rabbi Yishleilam, and there's only one Kabbalah because there's only one Umma. So maybe the Kataych from Chai Odom. Chai Odom, in different tfusim, it's printed in different places. Chai Odom says, Herachti bedrushim sheli, Taych in the beginning of Aleinu. Aleinu is a tfilu we say 3 times a day. And the chashivas, the rai, the Aleinu is a zeichoshev, is when it comes to Rishoni Yom Kippur, this psichas oran, psichas oran steht in Levush, it's as if you are angin lifnai vlifnim, so steht in Levush. Some kuflam and gimel. Maybe it's not posh at all, it's psichas oran, Zokta. Zokta, we open the oran akkadish for Aleinu to show the chashivas and tefillah from Aleinu. Therefore, when you say it the whole year round, we remind ourselves on Rishonah and Yom Kippur made a ganz esek out of the Aleinu. So the Chayodim says, if you look in Poskin, the Poskin quote, Mamish Tadmain back to Rav Haigon from to the early Gainim, the Chashivas and Tfil of Aleinu. So Chayodim says, Hayos is Aleinu, and Moshtim is Alzom, Be'im of Yira, Tfil of Aleinu. So Chayodim says, Herachtim Dushim Shali, Vosli Torin Aleinu. He says like this, Aleinu Lishabeach means it's a chiv incumbent on us to praise the Rabbi Shimon, us Klal Yisrael. Why? Why us Klal Yisrael? Why do we have to praise the Rabbi Shimon more than anyone else? Because in four ways we're totally different than the Goyim. The Rabbi Shimon gave us four different nekudas that were different than the Goyim. The first thing is that we've got a neshama. The Goyim also got a certain type of neshama. Our neshama is in Taskis HaKovet. We've got a special neshama. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is we've got Torah and they haven't got Torah. Shvotim Bal Yidom, they haven't got Torah. Goyim Tomash Len Torah. The third nekuda is that we've got Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim also got countries. But Eretz Yisrael is under the direct Ashgoch of the Rabbi Shlomo. The fourth nekuda is that every Ummah's got a Samel Milo which controls and an Emtsoi which controls it. The Rabbi Shem is called the Melech Malchei Amlochim. What's the translation? Melech Malchei Amlochim. It's like a three-tier system. There's a siddur called Ian Tfilis and Derech Chaim siddur. Chavim Ksav Kabbalah. Touched like this. There's Melochim in this world. There's Sorei Maila that control the Melochim in this world. And then there's a Rabbi Shem on top of everything. Melech from the Malchei Amlochim. Melochim and Amlochim in this world. The Malchei Amlochim and the Sorei Maila which control each, which have got power, and they control every melech in this world, but the Rabban Shem is melech malcham lochim. So, Klal Yisrael is on the direct Ashkoch of the Rabban Shalem. So there's four nekudas that were cholok from Omos Olam. Mom na neshoma, which connects to the Achille Kamimal. We've got Torah, we've got Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is on the direct Ashkoch of the Rabban Shalem, and Hashem lekechobo, and we've got and Klal Yisrael as a nation is on direct Ashkoch from the Rabban Shem. So he says, this is Merumas in the first bit of Aleinu. Aleinu, Shaloi Osonu Kegoi Harotzeis. First of all, he says, Shaloi Osonu Kegoi Harotzeis is Bigmatu Neshama. Shaloi Osonu, 370, Kegoi Harotzeis is 395. It's the same Gematu as Neshama. Ein Rems. Then he says, Asiyo, the Gabba the Nefesh, we find the Lashon Asiyo Nefesh, Shosu B'choron, etc. So he says, Shalei Osonu Kegoi, we were made differently, we've got the Neshama. Shalei Samonu Kemishchas Adomu, we were placed differently, we were set up differently. Simas refers to Teuzei Satei Samoisha, Totem Lefneim, there's many words of Torah, Shom Som Lecha Kemishpot, Simas refers to Israel Ramas of Torah, we were set up differently. Shalei Sam Chalkeinu Kem, our Chalik in the world is different than their Chalik in the world, we've got to have to solve, they haven't. And it's so special, some direct Ashgoch of the Rabban Shem. But Goyerleinu Chol Amainam, Shtet HaPikur Dibleze, the Beshav Dei Afloga, the Rabban Shem was Mapil Goyerolus, and 70, there was 70 Sorei Maila, there was 70 Ummas, and Api Goyerl, each Umma fell under a certain Sa'a, and we fell under the Chelik of the Rabban Shem. Chelik HaShem Ami Yaakov Chem Nach Losei. We're in direct Ashkoch of the Rabban Shem. So he says, in Aleinu's Merumas, these four nekudas that we're special in Omos Olam. Hoshias Amecho Vayich Nachlosecho. Klal Yisrael is your Ummah. Eretz Yisrael is your country. So we ask, Reim V'Nasem Adoilam, Shemayin HaSof, Reim V'Nasem Adoilam, look after us and elevate us. Sukkah is a Zman. The Ramchal Zogt that we go into the Sukkah and we're Mukim Mechitzas, we relive the whole parish of the Midbar of the Anan Yaakovid, which Anan Yaakovid helped that Klal Yisrael live in a different world. We've got to see that the whole year round, we live in a different world to them. And how do we interact with all Messiah? We have to interact with them. We need them. We've got to behave civilly towards them as well. Or we've got to realize, Mizen Yidden, and they're not. We're totally different. Without looking down at them, Shatzah, we're different than them. Mehalten sich hecher. Medarsich halten hech, we say, so what they do doesn't affect us at all. Just like Just like someone won't have any cheshit. You go into the countryside sometimes, even the horses have got clothes, some of the covered for chayis of the winter. So someone's going to wear one of their type of clothes. It's not for me. Ich bin ayid, so it's angoyim. Is we've got to elevate ourselves. When we elevate ourselves, our meri dekavot, it's kept for Bian Galinsky amol, so it was up for Chaim Balozhin, similar to the salt that said earlier from the Netziv. If we elevate ourselves, then the game don't have to chaper us at all. If we make kiddush, if we don't make kiddush, then they've got to make avdol already. They've got to, they'll throw us out. That was often the tzivus before was afriya. So all these nekudas and nekudas be'etzim, that when we're going through sukkahs, it reminds us of what the Rebbeinu wants of us. How can we survive in golus? So we're given we recharge our batteries, and we're given a new chizuk of kedusha through going and being in the sukkah. That the sukkah is mukim mechitza from kedusha, similar to Nana Akovid. Then we go Ashmirat says only us on the Rabbeinu Shalina, and then the climax of that is vital, is a simchas Torah, a friend with the Torah, while Klal Yisrael, the schuskim of Klal Yisrael to the Torah, that's our chayma, that's what protects us, and that's what keeps us going. In this country, we're going through a very, very tough time at the moment. I'm ready to gzeira against the whole chinuch of Klal Yisrael. To nekish beis rabban, Gates of Taka been eingeführt that year as Navina Malkenus, we take a set two X, one's loud, Chazan Kol, Hatzmach Lon Yeshuba Kol, and Chamel Lein Valein Tapein, a ganz im Kippa, yet I mean, we can all the killers and the shuls and meisten stot. Poshet, Zot the Saiva Saiva, Chazan Kol, and gemacht, to realize what we're going through. When we show the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we're trying hard, we realize that we're different. We need to protect ourselves. We look after ourselves, we protect ourselves. Then we come to Spalzan, but the Rabbeinu Shalom from Vatlo, the Gzeh Esroz against the Chinuch. Again, the Gzeh Shmad against the Chinuch of Tnege Reis Abom. We want to try and capture our minds in order that they want to try and train us that we should be like one of them. We've got to fight against it. We've got to show the Rabbeinu Shalom that we understand this Havdol Ben Yisrael Amim. Sukkah is the Zman of them. Sukkah is our Zman, where by going to the Sukkah and realizing this, knowing this Yisod Ramchal, that the Nana Kovid wasn't just a mechitza to protect Klal Yisrael physically in Gashmias. It was a mechitza of Kedusha. We live in a world of our own. We enter into a different world in Ganzen. We're under the Tzilim Nus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's B'schazer that we and Makai Mitzvah Sukkah, and we're aware of L'man Yidur Yisech and what Sukkah teaches us, and we take the lesson, the Shivas Yomim Bashonah, right through the year, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will take a help. The Yeshia, Samech, Avoich, Nach Lasech, Reim, Venasam, Ado Eilam, and Zeich, Zayin, Gichem, to the Sukkah Zayin, Shalev Yosem. Amen.